Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome back to the show, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. I am so grateful you're here. If you're new here, hi, I'm Jess. I'm your host. If you're not new, welcome back. This is a podcast where we talk all things business, all things spiritual, in the same breath, because I don't just believe, I know, based on the stake in the ground I've put in my own career and life, and it's proven to myself over and over and over and over again that spirituality and business are not mutually exclusive. They belong in the same conversation. They belong in the same breath. And you have come to the right place if you are looking to channel your innate higher self, your blueprint, your soul's design into your business to make you more money. That's how it works. That is what the Spiritual Hustler Podcast is all about. We talk to eight-figure business owners about the power of AI and systems and social media to astrology, Akashic records, feng shui, crystals, aliens, and everything in between. And so today you guys are in for a treat because I have one of the most special women I have in my life on this podcast. Natalie Holbrook came into my world. In fact, if you really want to know the truth, I stalked her. I saw her like and comment on a post. And you know, just the universe is so fascinating and amazing. I get a lot of comments. I really try to be in my comment responding to you guys. I obviously don't pay attention to the trolls. I'm looking for you. I love my community. And Natalie Holbrook commented on this post almost 2 years ago. And I clicked on her name and I started going deep on her content. And I, of course, followed her back. And I was like, I need to know who this woman is. I need to understand her story because she is unlike anyone I had ever seen before. There was a quality to Natalie that really felt like a diamond, pun intended. You're going to hear about the five diamonds today, according to Natalie and her astrology codes. Nonetheless, Natalie ended up joining my mastermind. And once that mastermind was over, we became dear friends. I mean, that's just how it works. When you're in my circle, you're in it for life. And Natalie has become a woman that I learn from, that has become my coach, that has become my spiritual guide. And I believe that there is no one on the market that is blending astrology for entrepreneurs as a coded quantum channeler and a business mentor in the same breath. She's 16 years in business. She's helped scale million-dollar companies. She's developed a deep understanding of revenue cycles and leadership identity and sales and the patterns that really create sustainable success, all while going deeper into her own astrology mastery. She is the creator of the Richly Coded Formula, which is a method that uses astrology to do a strategic diagnostic report and guide and reading on how you align who you are, your identity, to map it to your visibility, to map it to your business strategy, to map it to your revenue model. There is no one like her in the space. And today she's going to take you through the birthday billions. And she actually did a live reading for me just to give you a whole inside look as to what this whole thing is about. You're going to learn so much about astrology beyond what you probably already know. I can assume this community is deep on that journey to begin with. Natalie takes it to a whole other level. So get ready to meet not only one of my favorite women in the world, but one of the most predominant voices in the industry right now, blending astrology with business like no one else. So without further ado, here is my amazing interview with Natalie Holbrook.
Oh my gosh, babe. Natalie, you're here. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, babe.
Thank you so much.
A fucking full circle moment.
on so many levels. I feel like we've lived many timelines in this life, but also in past lives. Because I remember the first time you came across my world and I looked at your Instagram and I look at a lot of people as we all do. And I was like, this girl, I felt you, I knew you, and we've been on such a deep journey together. And the fact that you're here in my studio is big of a gift to me as I know it is to you. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It is such an honor. And I feel like it's one of those moments of, if I could tell myself a year and a half ago this would be happening, she would be like, wait, that fast?
That's right.
But I feel like that's what happens with us, is it's not normal time.
No, we collapse time.
Yes.
And we jump time lines. Mm-hmm. And I want to start with what was, from my vantage point, as long as I've known you, like, and it happened fast at the very beginning, one of the biggest timeline activations I think you've had. So take us back to that hotel room in Mexico, if
okay.
you can.
So it was on the Aquarius new moon, which we have to name, because Aquarius new moon is always the day that we are the most connected to the other side, to the galactic, to the cosmos, to the aliens. And
I didn't know that.
Yes, because Aquarius is the energy of aliens and the 11th house as well, which you have a lot of that energy. And so do I. We both actually have our moon signs in the 11th house. And so it's like we're wired from something very different.
Wow.
And I remember that same day, or maybe it was the day before, Alexa and I had actually had a conversation about what is the name of my podcast going to be. And it was this beautiful day. And I was like, you know what? It's going to drop in at some point. And so we had the dinner. We all were just on a high. There was so much fun and love. The frequency was so high, where I think everybody was just in their magic and in their glow. And I went back to my hotel room. I had on the beautiful necklace by Tally, and it was a snake. And I remember I was taking a selfie and I said, I was like, I just feel so rich, and not in the sense of finances. I was feeling that as well, but I was feeling so coated with richness. And I said out loud, I feel so richly coated. And I had a moment where I said, oh my gosh, richly coated. That's the name of everything. I called Alexa. I said, that's the name of the podcast. That's the name of everything that I'm doing, is richly coated. And I got into my bed and I was like, okay, I can go to bed happy now. And I wrote, okay, before I step into this next version,
I
wrote in the journal.
Yes.
Before I step in the next version of Richly Coded, everything else up to this point needs to be done. And so I wrote, everything up to this point is gone. And within 5 minutes, all of a sudden, there was this massive bang where I thought that a bird crashed into the window or something. And I look up, there's no bird, but I see that the entire door that led to the balcony, the glass door, was crackling and it had shattered. It was the most Harry Potter moment of my life.
And let's just paint the picture that we were staying at this hotel with these massive glass windows that face the ocean. This wasn't like a small sliding glass door. This is an entire wall
Yes.
of glass.
And so I look over and it starts as this teeny tiny little crackling, and it starts growing and growing and growing so fast. And all of a sudden that entire door is just like a mirror. It's like shattered glass, but nothing was falling out. It was still all intact. It was stunning. And I knew, I was like, wow, my powers are so strong that I literally just broke glass. And not just me, but all of us have that power within us to basically create whatever we want, even shattering an entire window at a bougie hotel.
Moral of the story. I love that we started there because they've been inside you, I think, obviously, for so much of your lineage, but this life you came in kind of following a traditional path of going into sales and building yourself inside of the world of entrepreneurship, and you're priestess, like you're so deeply coded in the world of astrology in a way that I've never seen. We're going to get into the codes, but what I love about you, Natalie, what I think makes you the most magic is how deeply you love this work, how in love you are with lighting up your clients to get them to remember that they are indeed richly coded. So before we get into all of the things that you do, I just would love for you to explain, because you have a very unique approach to astrology. Why astrology? What was your origin story with it? What did it do for you? Why did you blend these worlds? Because no one's blending these worlds like you are, like sales, business, manifestation with astrology specifically. Mm-hmm. So can you take us back to how it changed you before we go forward?
Absolutely. So I always was in sales. My first job ever, I was actually a nightclub promoter, which I lived in Vegas. I was 23. I call it my school of hard knocks.
I know that about you.
You know, sales that way. And then I worked in San Francisco in tech and I did all these things. And to be totally honest, there was always this piece of me that felt like was missing. And I always would go through these periods of either deep loneliness or some type of existentialism even. And I was actually going back to school to study to get a master's. And this was back in 2019, 2018. I was listening to a podcast one day. And on the podcast, they were saying, you know, the Pisces energy always feels the sense of loneliness or being different or existentialism. And I had this moment of, oh my gosh, that resonates so deeply. Do I have Pisces in my chart somewhere? And I'm a Taurus. And so I didn't really even know about all of the different planets and all of that. So I ran to my car. I was actually on a run in Malibu and I ran, sped up to my car and I got there, looked at my chart and I have my Jupiter in Pisces. And so right away, I just said, I have to know everything about this. And, you know, this was before everyone was on Zoom. And so I found a teacher who lived 2 hours away from me, which she did in class or in-person classes. And I went down there and every other week we would spend 2 hours together. And within about 3 months, it felt like somebody hit a button on me that was like, reactivate, remember. And I just remembered everything. And I started to give my friends readings. I started to give everybody that I knew readings. And people would say, you know, there's something in this for you. And I was just like, well, it's because I'm obsessed with it. And they're like, no, there's something here.
Yes.
And that Pisces energy. So wherever your sun is in your birth chart, whatever house it's in, that's your secret sign. So yours is in the Pisces
house. That makes so much sense.
Right?
That makes so much sense. And now you have, I mean, a whole platform, a whole business, a whole community really rooted in astrology. Yes, but there's a lot of astrologers out there and I wouldn't consider you that. Mm-hmm. You're really here to activate female entrepreneurs, understanding their wealth codes, their power, and how to make money using astrology, like very surgically. It's incredibly unique, your approach. Take us back to Richly Coded because it's become the brand.
Yes. So Richly Coded. So I call it the Richly Coded formula. And basically, you know, I grew up in the Bay Area. I grew up in rooms where everything was about structure and about format and let's pitch to the investor and how you actually create some type of methodology so that it makes sense to people. And it was within a month after Claim Your Light Mexico that I was sitting down and I was saying, okay, how is it that I'm putting all of this into something tangible that people can grasp and not just have all these concepts? Because I think that sometimes what makes astrology difficult for people is it's so nuanced. But if we can put it all into one, then people can get it a little more. So with Richly Coded, there's three main parts.
Okay.
First of all, we have your diamonds. The diamonds represent your purpose, your challenge. Why are you here? And what are the natural gifts that you have to give to the world that you literally need to put out? If you're not putting these gifts out there into the world, you will not feel fulfilled. And when we have that moment of knowing, oh my gosh, this thing that I have felt inside of me my entire life, this is what I can also make money from. It is the greatest green light and permission slip. So then we have the money makers, which are kind of obvious, that show you your wealth codes. And there are 8 in the charts. There's a lot of them. Plus, we always have opportunities for those money makers being touched by the transits in the sky. Then lastly, we have what I call the business gold. So this is kind of like your actual toolkit. These are the things that are going to show you, here's how to do your messaging. Here's how you have your action. And here's how the best way to sell your wounds that you can actually turn into your worthiness.
Wow. So this is your process. You take your clients through, which I, to be honest, like I'm a spiritual junkie, as you know, and like astrology, I'm so obsessed with it, you know, at all claim to be an expert on it. I know enough about the basics. And if I'm going to be really honest, there's times I wish I had that extra technology in coaching my clients because it's so, everything you just described, it's custom. You've created your methodology. You have created this blueprint framework, but any woman's diamonds is not going to be the same as the next. And so
What have you seen happen inside of your world when women understand their unique blueprint, lay it over your framework, and then bring it into the world? Can we talk about what's happening inside of your community with your clients?
Yes. First of all, things happen fast.
Okay.
I will say there's tears.
I'm sure. I've had readings with you. They're next level.
Thank you. You know, I think that people feel so seen when they learn about, oh my gosh, this is why I always wanted to do this thing, or this is why I had that dream of being an actress or being on stage or being a journalist or, you know, whatever it was when I was 12 years old, but I shut it down because my brother told me I couldn't, or because I was dumb or something. Mm. Astrology shows you that you can and how to do it. Mm. So what I see inside of the community is massive transformation. I see people who are empowered on another level because it's not just about them trying. It's about, I have a mission to serve, and the stars and my birth chart are proving and telling me, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Mm. Okay, you guys, you know that I am all about the rituals, the energy, the practices that keep us in touch with the divine and our power, the things that we can add to our life that really, really remind us who we are. And one of my favorite rituals, pretty much every morning, true story, is putting on my Malkari jewelry, okay? Because honestly, these pieces are not just jewelry. They are activated sacred talismans that honestly help me lead with a consciousness as a confident woman in my business and my life. They are seriously activations, you guys. When you put them on, not only are they gorgeous and versatile and they stack and there's so many options to choose from, they are spiritual activations. And that's really because the founder of Malkari is my best friend and stylist, Tali Kogan, who is a visionary woman in the world of fashion who lives by the belief that you can have anything in life that you want as long as you dress for it. And I am here to preach from the mountaintops that that is true. And so when I wear her pieces, I feel freaking unstoppable. Yes, they're edgy and high fashion. They'll take your cutest little outfit or your t-shirt and jeans to absolutely new heights, but they're also deeply spiritual. Each necklace, each ring, each bracelet is a code. And like the lion of Malkari roaring through you, it reminds you that you are already the queen of your own business in your life. When you put them on, you're going to feel a difference. And if you're curious, which I know you are, to up your style game and your frequency, check the link in the show notes and use the code Jessica15 for 15% off your order. Because it's not often that accessories feel like medicine, and Malkari is feminine power you can wear. One of the biggest blocks that I see in my community, and I know they're like listening, is visibility.
Mm.
I call them my hiders. There's a lot of hiders in my world, and there's a lot of hiders in the world. And I think that's partially due to deep programming around the feminine not being safe, you know, being seen because she could be burned at the stake. But that's not this. I feel that there's an alchemy happening in the collective where women are really ready to be seen. They're just, they don't know what first steps to take. And, you know, I can come in with the branding and the messaging, but what aspect of the chart, like when it comes to identity, because everyone's going to have a different version of visibility and comfort with it and desire and expression of it, I should say. But is there certain aspects of the chart when it comes to visibility? Let's start there. As much as worthiness and wealth, let's go there. And then gift. Like, I think they're all connected, but if there's certain tactical points of this scientific technology you can speak to.
They're all connected.
Okay.
So I'm getting really excited right now because visibility is absolutely something I see so much too. I even teach this because I have something called the Social Accelerator, and that is the number one thing that people are afraid of. And showing up online, showing up in community, showing up even honestly with their partners and their friends often, right? So the biggest sign of this, I'm sure you can guess, is Leo.
Ah, that just made me so happy.
Which you are a Leo and I'm a Leo rising.
I know you are. I know you are. Like my Leo, my shout out to Malkari, my lion necklace.
Yes.
Of course. Yes, we are the sign of being seen.
And I think that the Leo energy, that people who are Leo sun, Leo moon, Leo rising, Mm-hmm. We actually get to be that visibility cheerleader for other people. And it's so important for us to say, okay, I have this gift that naturally so many people are afraid of being. So how is it that I can then bring people in and light them up with my fire, light them up with my love, light them up with my sparkle so that they feel safe enough and comfortable enough to do that as well. And I think for everybody listening, if you're someone who does have that fear of being seen, the visibility issue, just remember, even if you have something hard in your chart or you don't have Leo energy, or maybe you have Saturn or Chiron, which is sometimes what can actually mute or dim the Leo energy, that you still are here to be seen. Mm-hmm. You still have something beautiful inside of you to be known and that other people need to feel. And it doesn't have to look like being on stage in front of thousands of people. It could be a deep one-on-one conversation with someone that you're also holding that space, or that your creative gift, maybe you're painting, or maybe you're doing graphic design, or maybe you are doing the behind the scenes work. But we just need you to know who you are and love yourself so that we can all receive your gifts as well, and that you can actually feel fulfilled and on purpose.
Wow, babe. Okay. I love that was the answer. Money. What's the sign of money?
Taurus.
Okay, of course.
My sign. But here's the thing, is that all signs we can say make money. It depends on how you utilize them. So for example, Aries energy is going to be all about movement and being the trailblazer and, you know, being the one that's like, I'm just going to go freaking do it and I'm going to start. Aries is also very connected to beauty as well, because Aries is about the image. Mm. So you can step into those things and all of a sudden your sign is also the money sign, because you're living out your money codes naturally. Mm. And then Taurus, the reason that Taurus is the money sign is because it's the first earth sign. It's the first of the material world. And you actually have a lot of the, even though you don't have Taurus energy, you have second house energy.
Okay.
So your second house energy is kind of that underlying Taurus energy. So that's part of the way that I teach astrology, yeah, is that so even though maybe the planets aren't in that sign, if you have it in that house, there is a super strong resonance that you get to also live out. And I think that there's this moment when people find out that it's not just about the signs, it's not just about the planet, but you look into the depth of the house, it's this, again, permission slip of, oh my gosh, there's this magic that's been there the whole time that I haven't even touched. And it's like opening up a treasure chest.
I mean, it really is. I truly get a little lost in the sauce on the science, because it's so nuanced and there are so many layers. Like, I still don't know what transits technically mean or squaring this means. You know, it's just, your Instagram is fucking fire. And everybody needs to go follow Natalie right now on social. I look to you as like a guide. I'm like, what does Natalie have to say about what's happening right now? It's so real time. It's so current. It's so of service. I have a couple questions behind this, but just out of curiosity, what is your practice? Like, how are you studying the stars? How are you gathering all of that intelligence? Because it's so robust and thorough what you're giving your community.
Oh, girl.
I'm sure.
So there's an app that I use. It's my favorite app. It's called Astro Gold. And actually, I teach my students and in my membership how to read it yourself.
Okay.
Because I think that often we feel like, oh my gosh, it's so scary. How am I going to learn this? There's so many things. But there's actually just a few things that are really simple that you need to know how to do. And I check this every single day. I even check this when I was scheduled to come on this podcast. I was like, where is the moon going to be? Right? Every decision of my life, I actually use astrology. Sure. I've helped clients to do their book launches. I helped my little sister and her now husband to pick their wedding date. So it's called Astro Gold. And what I like to look at is I like to look at where is the moon going to be at certain times, because the moon changes every 2.5 days. So if the moon, for example, is going to be next to your Saturn, let's say, you're probably going to be maybe in a little bit of more of a down mood, or you might get sick, or there's some type of delay, because Saturn, I like to call Saturn Daddy Saturn. Daddy Saturn. Daddy Saturn cracks the whip, right? But Daddy Saturn wants us to be the master. But often when we go through that mastery, we have to take the hard path. So I like to look at, you know, that. And then when I look at the transits, I also do this to plan ahead. I help my clients to plan ahead. When is the best time for your launches? You know, there's going to be times that are very much client focused. There's going to be times that are self focused. There's going to be times to focus on what are the roots and the money and the back ends and the KPIs and the spreadsheets and all the admin stuff and, you know, busy work of our business. So it's really looking at all of those. And the reasons why I am so big on the transits, and the transits, to answer your question, really all it means is what's transiting in the sky. So we have our birth chart, but then we have the planets that are moving. It's like they're transitioning, you could say, right? Yep. And so transit is just the short way of what's transitioning outside of us that's then affecting internally. And part of why my big focus on social media and Instagram is to talk about the transits, because we are multidimensional beings constantly in evolution. We are in transit.
Yes.
Right? So you can know your entire birth chart, but still feel a little off because maybe you're in your Saturn return, or maybe you're in your Uranus, you know, opposition, which happens around 42, 43. And it's usually a massive change in our lives.
That tracks.
Right? Yes. And so there's always huge things happening. And I think that the more that we can be in flow with the transits, the more empowered we are, the more we can have compassion for ourselves, and the more that honestly we can just understand.
That's so beautiful, Natalie. I really do believe this work that you do at your core is empowerment work. And it is about creating more awareness so that we can be gentler on ourselves and be aligned and clear so that we can plan our lives in a way that has grace and has more joy and has more fun.
Yes.
I feel like that's our vibe for the year, by the way. Got that from Amy. Like,
totally.
Fun being the highest frequency.
Yes.
It's so true. And you live it and I see it. And I mean, you've always been this like sparkling soul. It's what like magnetized me to you from the beginning, to call back to full circle.
And vice versa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glitter sees glitter.
I got glitter. I want a fucking
gold
t-shirt.
Gold sees gold, actually.
Gold sees gold. That is so true.
Leo's to see Leo.
Leo's to see Leo's. You feel that way about every chart. Like Sagittarius can spot a Sagittarius, and a Virgo can spot a Virgo.
I do. I really do. And even if it's the moon rising or the sun, you know, I think you and Alexa.
Oh my God.
Yes. Joke during Seven Sisters of Leo Sun, Leo Moon, Leo Rising. We were like the trifecta.
Totally. It's so real. So you have this $1 billion something that you're doing.
Yes. Birthday billions.
Birthday billions. Well, actually, we'll get into this in 1 second, but what's that favorite quote of yours around astrology?
Yes.
Say it.
Millionaires don't use astrology. Billionaires do.
And you truly believe that?
I absolutely do. I mean, look at our world. Do you think Taylor Swift does not have an astrologer?
I have those thoughts all the fucking time. I'm like, every single major A+ category of one player out there across any industry absolutely has this technology in their back pocket. Like someone on their team is an astrologer.
And it's been going for a long time. They actually found a book recently called The Zodiac Club. Like they found an old book from like the late 1800s.
Wow.
And this was all of the big tycoons back during the Industrial Revolution. They were using astrology.
That they were. That's not surprising.
There's a woman named Evangeline Adams who brought astrology to pop culture and to mainstream in the 1800s as well. And she was predicting things. She was doing all of this. She worked with the big bankers in New York. Yeah, I've studied her. It's incredible.
That's amazing. You really are like a visionary. Like you're constantly innovating. I love working with you. You are such a smart entrepreneur.
Thank you.
And the reason why your work hits and the way reason why I really truly believe you've hit this like massive pocket of expansion, because you're so in alignment with your mastery while also really staying one head step ahead of sort of the curve of the industry. And you've launched something new. And I would love for you to explain what this is. I think you're going to do a little reading for me. And then I want to talk about how people can get involved.
Absolutely. We are going to do it real for you. Live.
This is a complete surprise, you guys. I have no idea what's... I know a little bit, but I have no idea what she's going to say. She's going to do a live reading on all of this she's about to explain.
So this new thing, it's called Birthday Billions. A lot of people don't realize that every single birthday that you have, you actually get a new chart. So you always have your chart of you being a Leo sun and a Cancer moon and a Virgo rising. Don't worry, everyone. I know Jess's chart very well. This is what happens when we work together, whether I'm your coach or someone else is your coach.
Yeah, right? Very true.
And the cool thing, though, is that you get this new energy for the year. And the way that it's determined is by where you are. So,
like on the planet.
On the planet. Okay. Planet Earth. Yes. So you can actually go to different destinations and your energy will be different for the year.
Let me ask a clarifying question. Yes. Is this like where you are living, or if, like, let's say I'm on vacation during
you
my
can birth, go to vacation. Yeah.
And like your year will change
yes.
based on physically where you are on the day of your birthday.
Yes.
So it's like I moved to Nashville, but I took a trip to Mexico over my birthday. Me being in Mexico on July 30th will impact my year.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Dude.
And I played with this for my birthday this past year. I went to New York intentionally because my energy then became Capricorn rising and my business completely took off this year. Dude, because I was in full Capricorn work mode all year. And I wanted that. So in Birthday Billions, we look at four things, actually. We look first at your birth chart, your regular one, and we see, okay, well, what is the energy that's going to be happening within the year? Then we pull up your solar return. So your solar return is going to be what is the energy for you that year? And you can do this at any time. It doesn't have to be just on your birthday. So like for you, your birthday's July, we could still do this and see, well, what is the energy from last year's birthday? So we make sure that you're harnessing all of that and that you're basically not missing out on what's available to you.
This is amazing.
It's pretty mind-blowing. Yeah, not pretty. It's highly mind-blowing.
It's fun. It's fucking next level. Okay, continue.
Okay, then we go into your business birth chart. A lot of people don't even realize they have a business birth chart. There's many ways that you can figure out what your business birth chart is. It could be the moment that maybe you launched your website. It could be the moment that you sent out your first email. It could be the moment where it was just that solidifying moment in your head of this is the thing. Right?
Wow.
And then lastly, we look at your astrocartography of, okay, where is the best place for you to then spend your next birthday so that then we can plan out your next year? So we do that all actually on a call together. We do all four of those. It's a 90-minute to 2-hour call. It's a pretty big investment of time, mental wow. energy, and spirit, really.
Right. More
and
than
then,
anything.
Absolutely. And then we take some integration time because it's a lot of, you know, mental info. And then a couple of weeks or a week later, whatever feels good, then we go into strategy and we say, using all of this, let's now get very clear on redesigning any offers. Are we selling in a different way? How's our social media? How's our branding? All of the different things that are going to be coming up based upon everything that we just read.
Girlfriend, this is major. I did not know this. I talked to Natalie, like I worked with you for months and months and watched you innovate. And it's been a few months since I've dipped into your business. Like we talk as friends, but like, this is insane. You did this for me.
I brought your charts and I have them tangibly. So we're going to go through them. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do is look at your actual birth chart, right? And we're going to look at what is happening now so that you can make sure to be taking advantage of this next year. So if we go into the energy of 2026, the two biggest things that are happening that are going to deeply affect you is that I always personally like to look at Jupiter because Jupiter okay. is one of our moneymakers.
Okay.
Jupiter is the planet of abundance and of bigness and also of wisdom and expansion. Jupiter is the biggest planet in the solar system. It actually has its own set of moons, which is really cool.
Couple moons, right?
Yeah. I think it has, I want to say 12,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
I might be off with that, but it feels good.
Yeah, I think you're accurate.
So Jupiter is going to be moving over your Mercury this year.
Okay.
And your Mercury is communication, you know, it's technology. So I do feel like there is going to be some level of expansion, whether that there's something different or new that you're going to be doing with your podcast. Maybe there's something even with AI. There's going to be something that's happening within the way that you are communicating with Jay-Z Inc. brand is communicating, but almost that there's this whole other level of media technology coming into play.
Okay, continue. It's just very wildly accurate. Okay.
So exciting. Okay. Then, now one other thing, Jess, and I don't know if you remember me mentioning this to you when we did a reading like over a year ago, or it might have been exactly a year ago, uh-huh. actually. But you have your moon at 29 degrees, and 29 degrees in astrology is very auspicious. So, and auspicious in a good way. whenever people have 29, it means that you are at the end of something because 29 is the final degree. So imagine that it's like you're at the end of the race. Your soul said, I want to do this Cancer energy in the deepest, most intense way. And it's your moon. So this makes you someone who feels very deeply, right, who's also had to really work through issues with their mother and sisterhood, because the moon is our natural way of mom and sisters, family. It's what we need, right? And right, so there's this deep need of you getting your needs met and not getting your needs met. And that's just been part of your journey.
Wow.
And part of what makes you so empathic and special and magic and all of that.
And so the 29 degrees is ending a certain cycle of that, a certain way of living in that.
Yes.
To heal it.
To heal it. Absolutely. So Jupiter, this is going to be around June, is going to also be on your moon. So there will be an expansion. And I like to think that when we have Jupiter on our moon, it's expanding our emotions. It's also expanding our intuition. So even more psychicness is coming online for you. Absolutely. But it can feel really good. And it's going to just amplify wherever your emotions are during that time. So it's really important for you to also just be working on your subconscious, work on, you know, what is it that's happening on the inside of your body that's creating the outside world. So that's a really beautiful time. And then come June 30th, so right before your birthday, Jupiter then is going to move onto your North Node. So not only are you a Leo sun, but your North Node is in Leo, meaning that in this lifetime, your soul didn't just say, I'm here to shine as the sun and Leo and the creativity and the warmth and the heart and the beauty, all the things that Leo is, but I'm also going in as this is my destiny, this is my purpose, and I'm taking people with me.
Make me cry.
And Jupiter is going to be expanding all of that energy, especially this July and August for you.
I have the chills. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing too is that when Jupiter moves into Leo, and you know, the fact that we were talking about everybody having these visibility wounds, for everyone listening, please let those wounds end.
Yes.
Now. Like yes. Jupiter moving into Leo, June 30th, get all of your I can't be seen fear in right now because June 30th. Let that shit stop.
I've heard this about Jupiter coming this year.
Yes.
In the month of June. Yes. And that it's a big deal for all of us.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because Leo is the superstar energy. Yep. It's about being seen, but it's not just about, oh, I'm here to be famous and shallow.
Right.
It's here to be depth. It's here to be known from your heart.
Right. To be of service.
Yes, absolutely. And to be childlike, to have joy and fun and play.
Yes.
Exactly. To be that heart-led leader.
Right.
So this is that time for all of us to expand that and open that. And for you especially, because you already do this, but it is going to be amplified so much bigger. Your stages are bigger. Your platforms are bigger. Maybe a book tour, right? And also, it's interesting for you because it's the 12th house. So there still is going to be, it's kind of like a dance of behind the scenes, but then also you being very visible. So it might even be a little pendulum swing of now we're on, now we're deeply behind the scenes. So it's going to be so important for you to really take care of your nervous system during this period and really just like tend to your body as well, because there will be really high highs and not low lows, but like also needing for just a little introversion and cocooning at the same time.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
My Cancer moon loves that.
1,000,000%. Yes. Now you have an amazing home for it. So those are some of the biggest things that are going to be happening just within your year. So that's basically part one. And as you can see, we're going to go into this for 2 hours during the Birthday Billion session.
Right, right.
Okay. Wow, babe. That amazing, right? Then we get into your solar return. So as of this year, and here's what's fun, is that it's not just your rising sign that changes, but we look at what is the imprint of where all of the planets were on that moment that the sun in the sky this past year, 2025, hit for you the same place that it did the moment that you took your first breath.
Right.
And so the moon for you this year was actually Libra in the 7th house. And Libra energy is actually all about being a writer. It's not just about relationships. I think relationships are very much of what we think of in kind of the, you know, quick Cosmopolitan magazine horoscope way, right?
Yeah.
But it is partnerships, relationships, business is Libra, because Libra says, how is it that I can negotiate and be the scales, right?
Right.
But I think what's fun to know is that you also, well, on top of you getting your book deal, of course you did, because your son and Mercury were together this year. So they were what we call conjunct, where Mercury was sitting directly next to your sun, meaning that you are seen as a writer this year, that you are seen as a communicator. And here's what's really interesting is that this past year, Mercury also was retrograde during this time. So to have a solar return chart with Mercury retrograde.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
I remember that.
You remember that period?
Uh-huh.
Yes. This was actually a really intense Mercury retrograde, I remember. So what this means, though, when you have a Mercury retrograde going on, is that you're saying things that this older version or this younger version of you, this version of you from, let's say, your old life, quote unquote, whether that's past lives, karmic lives, maybe in your 20s or teenage years, or even 6 months ago, that you are saying and expressing things that you hadn't been able to say, and now they're coming out. Mm. And I think that it's really beautiful when people who are writing a book or a memoir or something along those lines have the Mercury retrograde within their solar return chart, because it's like this freedom and openness and honestly, liberation for your voice.
I mean, I'll just add one little bullet point. I am writing this third book and I am sharing stories that I've never shared before.
Chills.
That have like been locked up deep inside of my past that I forgot until the writing began. And there's a part of me that's like, do I share this?
Mm.
But I feel like it's so important to share this. It's like my medicine, but I also know that it's the medicine for the reader.
Yes.
And I just want to thread this to everyone listening, because we all go through those seasons of retrograding and how the suckiness of those seasons, the suckiness of those stories, whether you're writing a book or not, they're for you. They're your magic. They're your medicine that you're supposed to share with the world in your own unique way. I'm reminded of that time and time again. Every time I feel enough courage to do it, it leads me to another place that I'm meant to be. And I just want to track that, because it's not about my book. It's about, I think, the invitation we all have as women to share our stories, where we've been, what's made us who we are, so that we can help other women see themselves more clearly. It's never about us. You know, Absolutely. It is and it isn't. So I just wanted to add that.
That's so beautiful. And I think that retrogrades get such a bad rep.
They do.
And I love retrogrades, actually, because it's a time. So when we think about retrograde, think about the two letters RE.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a space to revisit, to renew.
Reflect.
Reclaim. Rejoice.
Rewrite.
Yes. So it's a beautiful time for all of these.
I love it.
Okay. So the final thing with your solar return that I want to say is that you also were in Aries rising this year. And so this is all about you taking action, about newness, about something fresh. You know, you moved into your new home this year, right?
Yes.
And you also being seen as a trailblazer and just going for it. And honestly, giving no fucks.
That's been my mantra. I mean, it's fun is the highest frequency, but it's literally been like, I have not a single fuck left in my fucks jar. I just don't care the way I used to care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I have kind of not cared for a while, but like, there's still that part of me. I have never felt so free from that. Amazing. Then this year, like, something turned.
Yes. And that's the beauty. So I want to say that anyone, you know, if you're like, here's what I need this year. For example, I know that I want to keep scaling my business, and I'm also ready for a new level of partnership.
Mm.
So I'm specifically going somewhere that's going to make me a Taurus rising, because Taurus is ruled by Venus, which is love, and also is money. So you can go to your place where their Taurus rising will come. So it would be really fun, actually, for us to even say, where do you want to go? Or what is the energy that you want to have?
Of 2027.
For 2020, right. 2026 Six. Even.
Yeah, if your birthday's coming.
Say, okay, let's look at the map and see what changes and what shifts. And you can sometimes even say, ooh, I definitely don't want to be here because I don't want that type of energy this year. Or I feel like I really learned this lesson. Like, I am complete here. Let's go somewhere else. And to be totally honest, I swear there's something really fun where there's always something that will lead you to that place as well. So for me, I'm going to Costa Rica this year.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, Costa Rica, let's go. Like, that feels really, really good in my system. And that's where I'm also going to be Taurus rising. Last year, when I wanted to go to New York, there just so happened to be an amazing event in New York. So I went to that with one of my best friends, right? So you can actually pinpoint these places, and something happens when you say yes, where the universe decides, okay, you said yes to this thing, all of the planets are aligning, And we're going to bring you there and we're going to bring you success because you trusted us and you trusted your path.
Full body chills. Like for the last 60 seconds as you were talking, they won't stop. Okay, amazing. So okay. Good.
Now, this is really fun. So this is the Jay-Z Inc. birth chart.
How did you figure out the date? I knew you were talking to Alexa.
I was talking to Alexa, and we knew that February 20th was the big website launch. Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I figured, okay, well, I know you guys probably sent an email. I wasn't on your email list at that point, so I didn't have an email, but I'm sure that there was something that was saying we're live, or that it was actually saying, okay, there's no more glitches. We're good to go, right? And so I put 10 a.m. Nashville.
Okay.
And maybe you guys can go back and see what that exact email time was, but I felt pretty strong about this.
Okay.
And what I like to do is that if I personally don't have the exact time with you guys, then I will feel into the energy of it, of what I personally know. You know, if I don't know the business, then I'll speak with the founder and we'll figure out, well, what are the big pieces here? And we'll usually be able to decipher. So do you want to guess any of the strong energy? I think this would be kind of fun. Some of the, like, what, maybe like some of the signs.
What's the sign of my business?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know the sign because
it was Aquarius?
It was Pisces season.
Pisces season. Huh? Pisces season.
But just any of the energy, because there is some pretty strong energy in here.
I feel like there's a lot of Virgo in it. No? Sagittarius? Fire? I feel like there's fire in it. Water in it.
I don't know. Tell me.
I'm like, beep. There's a lot of Aquarius energy.
Dope. Okay, yes. Great. Okay, yes. Amazing.
Yes, like literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points in Aquarius. And
I don't know how I'd miss that. Sometimes I'm too close to my own stuff, you know, yeah. But it's so true.
And the Aquarius energy, though, is all about equality.
Yes.
Being different.
Yes.
Being out there.
The collective.
Yes, the collective. Exactly. And really about how is it that I can inspire and be a leader. And the thing about Aquarius that I love is that Aquarius has two planetary rulers. So it's ruled by Saturn. So Daddy Saturn, which is business, which is structure, which is, hey, we're meeting Wednesdays at 8 a.m., right? Like it's very much about this. But it's Uranus also. Uranus is weird and fun and rebellious and revolutionary. And that is what you're doing. We're saying we are spiritually hustling. Mm. We are not just being in the masculine, you know, dominated world. We're saying fuck the patriarchy and let's let the women rise, but do it in a completely different way. So you are literally being a leader that is out there and that is fun, but there's also this sense of deep, strong foundation underneath it all.
My mind is blown.
Okay, there's more. Keep going. Then we have, this is, okay, the moon is Cancer.
Of course.
I was not surprised. I was like,
that's so
beautiful.
It's
because an extension of your soul, because our businesses are an extension of our soul, right? And that's the beautiful thing is that we can't make this up. Even if I know you well, I wouldn't have known, oh yeah, Jay-Z Inc. is a Cancer moon. I wouldn't have even guessed that. I would have maybe been like, it's fun, it's Leo, it's Aquarius, it's all these things. But the beautiful thing is our chart shows that, and it shows how these things are an extension of us. And it gives us even more of that proof to keep going and to keep going bigger.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I think the Cancer moon piece, it's a part of you providing that safety. It's like you are remothering, you are reparenting, you are creating a new earth, a new paradigm. And it's in the house of social media and networking and community, the third house, and school. The third house is the house of school. So shout out Feminine Frequency Business School.
I'm just hoping that everyone listening is like, I want to sign up. Like this is, thank you. I'm happy to be the guinea pig here, but this is like next level.
It's pretty amazing. And, you know, there's two more things I want to say about this that are so special. It's a Taurus rising. So that is the money sign.
It
is the building sign.
Yes,
it's really underneath money is self-worth.
Yes.
So it's bringing people into their worthiness. You are worthy of being seen. You are worthy of getting all of these things. And then this is actually what I feel like is so special. It's a healer. And it's a healer in the energy of Aries. So the North Node and Chiron. So North Node, purpose, destiny, Chiron, the wounded healer. Those are sitting together in the 12th house, the secret Pisces house, the most spiritual house in Aries, meaning it is safe to be seen. It is safe to be visible. It is safe to go first. It is safe to choose yourself. And we're going to do it with the higher powers while we also have a lot of fucking fun.
I'm going to cry. That's insane, Allie. it's, you know, back to your business, everything that you create has a complete one of a kind blueprint on it. It's your methodology and how you've connected astrology in this new paradigm for female entrepreneurs is unlike anything that exists. I feel so lucky. I do. I feel so lucky right now. This is.
I feel so lucky to read this for
you. And I can't imagine. I know what it would be like to have 2 hours with you and then go build my strategy based on this.
It's so fun too, right? Yeah, where we get to see, oh my gosh, let's look at all of this magic and all this potential.
Yes.
Now that we know all these things for you.
It's like information is powering because it's so clarifying.
Yes.
Okay, the astrocartography piece.
Yes. So the final piece is your astrocartography. So then we look at, okay, based upon your energy and what you want, where would be fun for you to go next year? And also, what is the energy that you live on so that you also can know what energies to harness?
Right.
And so for us to look for you for next year, we'd have to use my phone. So we're not going to get into that one exactly, but we'll do that behind the scenes.
Okay,
and
great.
We'll put something in there. But I think that it's actually really fun to know some of the energy for you, even of you living in Nashville. And so I know you had an astrocartography reading to even find this place.
I did. Right? Yep.
And I think maybe you and Brian had done it together. And yes. I have a feeling that the astrologer who did it was probably amazing and did what's called a composite chart where she put your energies together.
She did.
So basically, if you're one person, what would that look like? But you, as Jessica, your energy that goes directly through Nashville is Uranus.
Oh, wow.
And so Uranus is that radical revolution, lightning strike that starts things, that is the spark, that is the disruptor, and also is the alien again. So we keep having these themes.
Is Uranus a good line to have?
It's not good or bad. I really think that nothing is good or bad.
Nothing is good or bad.
It all depends, to be honest, on your chart as well. So what we can do is we say, okay, well, where's the Uranus in your chart? And Uranus in your chart for you is third house, again, teaching, school, community, sisterhood, learning, writing. This is all third house themes. And for you, it's in Scorpio. And so Scorpio, this is actually activating Scorpio energy for you, which is the transformation, the death and rebirth. Scorpio, in my opinion, is one of the most powerful signs of the zodiac because it's the alchemist. It can take anything and turn it into power and gold and love at the end of the day and its highest expression.
You are so richly coded, Natalie Holbrook. I can't even. I want to learn all about where I should go for my birthday. What flight do I need to book?
Let's talk later about that.
Let's talk later about that. But I just want to ask you, how can people work with you? Where do we send people? Where should they start within your world?
Okay, so there's a few ways. Number one is my membership that we most recently launched right after my birthday, which is super exciting. And so the membership has a few different ways to work together. One is that you come in, you can get your richly coded contract, you can learn all about the energy that's going on, and you can learn and receive a report on all of these things. You can get a report on your business gold soul story, which is something that we shared in Avalon together, which basically gives you an entire story of who you're here to be based on your chart. And then you can go really deep in working with me by being in the top tier of the membership, where it's essentially business coaching and you have other sisters.
Oh.
I also have an entire suite of so many things. I have a lot of different programs all about your wealth codes, about social media. I'll be doing one about sales later this year. And then something that I'm personally so excited about is that we have just introduced a GPT for the rich codes. So you can go in, it's as if you're getting direct coaching from me based on your chart right there, all within that place. And then of course you can do birthday billions. You can do birthday billions, what we just did. You can also book a one-off reading with me. You can do a one-off business strategy sessions. And then I do have some ways of working together one-on-one.
So beautiful. Well, we're going to link it all in the show notes. Natalie, thank you so much for coming. I have so much to say offline. I'm so fucking proud of you.
Thank you so much. It has been an honor.
It has been my honor, truly, to see the woman that I met a year and a half ago to the woman that's sitting in front of me today. Is like, you're so quantum. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited for where you're going because I feel like literally just getting started, even though you've already done so much. It's just such a gift. So I'm going to wrap it up with a few quick fire final questions. Okay. I ask every guest these. So,
yes.
First question, what is your favorite spiritual book and business book?
Okay. spiritual book is You Are a Badass.
I love that book.
Me too. She's a Leo.
That totally tracks. That was a brilliant book.
Shout out Jen Sincero. Business book would have to be Think and Grow Rich. Mm. My dad actually bought it for me when I was 12 years old. When I was really young, I used to always say, I'm going to be a multimillionaire. And then he just bought it for me when I was 12, and I've lived by it ever since.
What a cool dad.
He's a good one.
Do you have an archetype, angel, goddess, deity, avatar, spirit guide that you feel particularly close to?
You know, there's not one in particular, but it's all of the planets.
Ah, yes. I love that.
Celestial bodies.
The celestial bodies.
You may.
Totally. That tracks. That makes all the sense. Beautiful answer. Do you believe in aliens?
Dad.
No, I asked this question to certain people.
I'm like, let's just talk about them.
Totally. Do you have a connection to a certain lineage? Species?
You know, people have said Palladian as well. Mm. And then they've also said Andromedon.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't feel pulled or drawn to one of them, but my mom saw aliens when she was in her 20s. And so I've just always known that they were real. And yeah, I think that I never felt like I was necessarily one. But then once I got into astrology, I was like, oh, we are all just aliens. Yeah. We are all something else walking around down here on planet Earth.
Say less. What does it mean to you to be a co-creator of the new Earth?
It is the greatest mission.
Mic drop. I love you. Thank you so much for being here today, for dropping your richly coded codes, the generosity you just gave to me and my community in reading that. I am so excited I'm on the planet at the same time as you.
Me too. I love and adore you. Thank you so much for also being my greatest expander and being someone who has been a mentor and who has seen me and who has been a part of my shift and mission. And I'm just forever grateful, sister. Love you.
Love you so much.